Welcome to the Subscribe to Change recording of the online Accessing Personal Genius training, teaching you how to step into a state of flow at will.
Good morning, everyone. This morning and afternoon and evening, for depending on wherever you are in this world, we're going to be talking about the power zone. I have a short presentation on screen share. So if you could start your screen share, I see some people are already on screen share. So the power zone is, if you remember in my introduction, and for those of you who weren't there, I went through the components of flow because that's what we are working on. We are working on how to step into a state of flow. And Csikszentmihalyi, who did research into flow, and what are the components of flow, he discovered that all of these components of flow come together at one and the same time, and that creates what we call a gestalt of flow. So we can have personal control, loss of sense of self, can have clear goals, and all of those components of flow are states, if you will. And what we do in the Accessing Personal and stages is that we build up. So every time we're bringing a new component, we don't approach the Accessing Personal Genius training as every pattern being a separate pattern. No, but they all come together into this one state of flow at the end of the training. So that's what we're doing. So last time we spoke about and we experienced this high intentionality. So the intentionality pattern to really get a sense of like you're having clarity of your goals and why you're doing this, and also partly to have a sense of intrinsic motivation. Now the pleasure zone is also part of that intrinsic motivation, because something that brings us pleasure is intrinsically motivating. And today we're going to be talking about personal control. And personal control has three steps. And for those of you who are on screen there, you already see the three steps. So the first one is awareness. So we first need to be aware that we have a sense of power, that we can be response-able with our powers. So that's an awareness. And then we want to take ownership of that. And that's part, those two, step one and two, are part of the ownership are part of the power zone pattern. We want awareness and ownership. And then the last one, we also want to have a sense of choice. Because especially with these beliefs that are really, really deeply ingrained and we've really metabolized them so we feel it in our body that it's true, we can get really stuck in that. And so then we can have a sense of personal control but not really know what to do with it. So we need to be able to make a choice to step back and to say, hey, this is a belief that I want. This is not a belief that I want. So that's the meta yes, meta no pattern. So when it comes to personal control, these are the three steps, awareness and ownership, and then we want to have a choice. And so today we're going to be talking about the power zone and building awareness and ownership. And then the next time we're going to bring in that sense of choice. So before I continue, let's see if there's any questions. Do you have any questions for me so far? Okay, so I don't see any questions. Oh, Kristen?
Hi, Tamka.
Hi.
Good morning.
Uh-huh.
When you talk about the awareness, you mentioned having power, and I lost the other part.
Well, have responsibility. So I spoke about you need to have awareness of the fact that you are response able. So that you have the ability to respond. Yeah?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so let's continue. What this means when we talk about personal control is that we have a stimulus on the one hand, something happens outside or even a thought that we have inside our mind, and then there's a gap between that stimulus and the response we give, and that creates our response ability, that gap. So that's where, in order to create that gap and to have that gap so that we have a choice, we want to bring awareness, ownership, and choice into that gap so that we can have a sense of personal control over our responses. And so that's what we're going to be doing. That's the start of what we're going to be doing today is awareness and ownership so that we can start creating a gap between stimulus and response. And then next time we're going to be working on choice. What I'd like to point out also is that when you're working when you're working as a coach, this is also something very helpful to keep in the back of your mind, because this is something that a lot of people are lacking. A lot of they come to you for coaching, they feel like they're a victim and they don't have a sense of personal control or have any control over their thoughts and feelings. And sometimes they need to be aware, they need to be made aware of the fact that they do have this gap so that they can create a different response. And I sometimes explain this to them, or we, especially with someone who's really, really stuck, this might be the first step that they need to do before they can change their beliefs. Because if they don't have a sense of personal control or personal ownership, then they're not going to be able make that change, because they are at cause, if you will. Okay, and so, and one other thing with regards to coaching is that that's what we do. You know, you always come from the presupposition as a coach that they are responsible and that they have those, that they have all the resources. And so if you have this pattern really ingrained and as a principle in your life, it's going to be so much easier to coach because you won't need to fix it because everything behind your nose and toes is yours, but your client, everything behind their nose and toes is theirs. And they have full capability of that. And that's what you unleash. And you unleash that also by creating that choice. And that's what you're there for is like, does that make your life a party? Do you want to keep doing this? Would you like to say yes to something else? So we really work with that yes and no part as well. So what are we doing when we are doing neurosemantics? There's a threefold vision and focus of neurosemantics. So first, we want to perform our richest and most inspiring meanings so that our highest values and principles can be made real in our lives as we embody meaning. Then we want to add the most robust meanings to our current performances in order to enrich the quality of our performances. And then we want to suspend and release old meanings. So we want to add meaning to our performances, and we want to suspend and release old meanings, which we've already embodied. And this is the power zone, and having a sense of personal control is at the core of being able to do this. If you don't have that, if you don't have that power zone, then you're powerless. At least you have an experience of being powerless over your thoughts and your feelings. And then you're unable to add robust meanings or to suspend meanings or even to perform your highest meanings, because other meanings can get in the way. So the power zone really is at the core of neurosemantics. It's part of what drives it. And so how then, obviously, is the question, do we take ownership of our powers? So you've gone through the APG before, so you know that we have our inner powers of thinking and feeling, and we have our outer powers with which we respond to the outside world, our speech and our behavior. So those are our four powers. And we're going to take ownership over that. So what we're going to be doing is identify your genius state, first of all. And so for those of you who are on the call for the first time, you're going to be working with one genius state throughout the entire series. That may be a coaching state, a training state, a parenting state, or a state for communicating really well in your relationship. So whatever state that you want to pick, that's what we're going to be working with. Then we're going to re-access your intentional state. And so that's something that we did last time that we were together. So it's finding your highest intention. If you don't have that, if you haven't done the pattern, then just let your coach know, and you can skip that for now, because finding your highest intention, it still takes a long time. So I would suggest over the course of next week, if you haven't done this, to do that pattern with yourself, so that you can access it in the future. Because this is, we're going to keep bringing all of these states back into the flow, into your genius state. So then we're going to create awareness of your power zone, so that you're aware of, okay, when you're at the top of your game, you're using all of your powers, and you create awareness of that. And then you're going to appropriate ownership to your power zone, which basically means we're going to metastate ownership to your individual powers. To your thoughts, to your feelings, to your behavior, to your speaking. And once we've done that, we're going to take that into the future. So those are basically the steps that we have. In a moment, I'm going to ask one of you to be my demo with me, to go through this process with me. And I will bring up the, let me do that right now. I will bring up the manual so that you can follow it and read with me. So you can just go through the process. So if you want to download this manual, if you don't have the APG in stages manual yet, then you can download that from Kindle so that you can have it on on your computer as we go through the trainings. Unfortunately, with Kindle, it's not so easy to print out, but you are able to follow it on your computer. Okay, so let me just see if there's any questions first. Okay, so if there's no questions, who would like to go through this process with me? And you can just press one on your keypad. Kristen?
What?
Ready? Are you ready for it?
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay, great. All right, so were you on the call last time or when we did the intentionality, or did you miss that?
I was on the call. I was in the demo as well, so I'm feeling very lucky now.
Okay, so in that case, we can just re-access your intentional state as well. So, but what we're going to start out with is your genius state, and what is the genius state that you're developing?
That is my genius state for selling in a customer meeting.
Okay, selling in customer meetings. Okay, so this is going to be your genius selling state.
Yeah, my genius selling state.
Okay, what I'd like you to do is to re-access that. So you accessed it last time, and just go back there, your genius selling state. And maybe it's not so strong yet at the moment, but that's okay. We're building on it.
Yeah.
And you can just let me know when you're there.
Okay,
great. And so from that, I'd like you to kind of take a step back and access your intentional state. What is your intention behind this state? What is your highest reason for doing this? Okay, yeah. You can bring that into your genius state.
Okay.
So on a scale from 0 to 10, how strongly do you feel that right now?
I would say it's a 9.
Okay, great. Great. Okay, so from this place, I'd like you to go to an experience, full experience of your four central powers. So like a situation where you felt completely empowered and on top of your game.
Okay, yeah.
You know, you felt really strong and at your best.
Yeah.
And I'd like you to go there and just notice what you see and what you feel and think, what you're doing.
I'm telling.
Okay.
Okay.
So as you go into this state where you felt really empowered, I'd like you to become aware of your inner personal powers. So the way that you think and the way that you feel. So you are, with your thoughts, you're making representations, your reasoning, your understanding, your believing. There are all these things are something that you do with your thinking. Those are abilities that you have.
Yeah.
And with your feeling, you can feel and value an experience. Yeah, and just notice that you have that power, that you have that ability to feel and experience and value. And I'd like you to also become aware of your outer powers in this empowered state.
Yeah.
Where you're on top of your game and you're using language, you're using metaphors to express what you mean, you're asserting yourself, you're using symbols.
Yeah.
And you're using your voice.
Yeah.
To express yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you are, and your behavior, so that's also a power of acting and responding and relating and doing.
Yeah.
So just notice that you are doing all of those things and you have, and those are your powers. You are empowered with your thoughts and your emotions and your words and your behaviors. So how does it feel as you notice and enjoy these powers?
I feel at my right place. I feel powerful.
Okay.
I'm having fun. I'm really enjoying myself.
Oh, okay, that's good. You're enjoying your powers, huh?
Yeah.
So how
I am,
fully...
because...
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying the situation.
Good, good.
Yeah.
So how fully do you feel your powers right now?
I feel them very, very strong. And 9, 10, and I feel very strong. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so what I'd like to do is to kind of imagine around you your own personal space.
Yes.
So you're in your own circle of power. Inside this circle are all your powers of thinking and feeling and your words, your speaking and your behaving.
Yeah.
Your circle of power. Have you done that?
Yes, I have.
Okay, great. So would it like to take a step back for a moment?
Yeah.
And to think of something small and simple that you can say mine to with every fiber of your being.
Yeah.
What would that be?
Would be my hand. It's my hand.
Okay. So your hand is yours.
That's mine.
Okay. So I'd like you to say that out loud. My hand is mine.
Yeah, my hand is mine.
Okay. So how do you feel that in your body? That sense of mine.
I just feel it's mine. It's mine.
Okay.
Yeah, it's mine.
Okay, great. So just notice that maybe you have a gesture that goes with it that lets you know, okay, this is mine.
This is mine, yeah. I not my hand. It's mine. I do something with my hand. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So on a scale from 0 to 10, how strongly do you feel mine right now?
It's mine. It's totally mine.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So what I'd like you to do with that feeling of mine, And through the eyes of this mind, I would like you to your circle of power. And bring this feeling of my circle of power. This is my circle of power.
This is my circle of power.
Exactly.
Yes.
There's no doubt to settle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm totally responsible for my responses.
Yeah, I'm totally responsible for my responses.
Okay. No one can make me think or feel or say or do anything I don't want to do.
No, no one can make me think or feel or say or do anything I don't want to do.
Because?
Because it's my responsibility.
Okay. So on a scale from 0 to 10, how strongly do you feel that right now?
I feel it very strong because it's my responsibility. How I feel and think and act and talk, it's totally my responsibility.
Okay. Okay, so just notice how that settles, that sense of, hey, this is my power zone. How does that feel?
It's just good to say it's my power zone. I really like that. It's my power zone. I like the word.
Okay. So as you now have this sense of mine over your power zone, I'd like you to bring this into your genius state of selling.
Okay. Wow.
So now you have this empowerment and access to all of your powers because they're yours, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
So just notice how this transforms things.
Yeah, it's my power song. It's my power song. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So what do you need to be able to... So as you have this in your selling state, and I know that you have this everywhere, but for now, just have it in your selling state, your genius selling state.
Yes.
What do you need to be able to do in this state?
I need to be able to trust my powers, my power stones, that they are available everywhere. I have this.
Okay.
I have this. It's
so are
mine.
You able to do?
Thank you for listening to the Subscribe to Change audio recording. With love and kindness, Femke Stute.